Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Let's just move tech a little bit.
Shift that gear.
Let's shift gears.
Change that direction.
Absolutely. To talk about a great, great man. If you didn't know who he was, I don't know why, but around the Jewish world, he certainly was very well known. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, a Gadol Hador. We don't use that word very often. A Gadol Hador is the spiritual leader of a generation. Now, he's been with us, thankfully, for many generations. He was also a posek, which means that he actually used to make rulings on Jewish law. So you might be doing something, if you are Torah observant, that, you know, was one of his rulings or interpretations that have come down to us, because that's what poseks do. Joining us right now is Rabbi Yitzchak Pindrus, who's a member of the Knesset for United Torah Judaism. Welcome to 101.9 Chai FM.
Hi. Thank you for hosting me.
Thank you very, very much. Firstly, our condolences to you, to the Jewish community of Israel, and I think global Jewry. It's obviously something that has been really, really felt. Can you tell us about Rabbi Kanievsky?
Rabbi Kanievsky was most famous most of his life, before he became the official leader, is the rabbi that knows all parts of the Bible, even parts that were studied less, I would say even the last hundreds of years, that were written less books on. Okay, most of the Talmud, this book's been written for the last 1300 years. And Rabbi Kanievsky had books on things that weren't written, okay? The Talmud Yerushalmi, the small Masechtot. You knew that you could ask him anywhere, and he knows. And he knows it by heart. And not only knows it by heart, he could bring you what's equal today to something that's is everywhere. A person that sat from when he was 10 or 14 or 15 and studied, I would say 15, 16 hours of his day. And we're just sitting and studying. And you could disturb him when he was studying. I was there sometimes when it happened. You could not disturb him. He wouldn't be disturbed. He was in the book and had nothing in the world but the studying. And that brought it to a way that he used to get letters from all around the world. He used to answer hundreds of letters a day. And I'm talking 30, 40, 50 years ago. Okay, answering. I still saw him 4 years ago answering letters, physically sitting on tens of letters in the evening. And he used to answer very short answers. Yes, no, check it in that chapter, see in that book. Very easy. Even children that used to send him letters with questions, he used to answer them.
Incredible.
And what happened was over the years, people figured out they come to him for blessings and it works. People that were sick, people that needed help and anything used to come for blessings to him. He used to have hundreds of people coming in a day. And I'm talking for tens of years. The last 4 or 5 years or 7 years since Rabbi Steinman passed away, he agreed to answer also on public issues and that were in Israel. Until then, he disagreed. He only answered on halachic issues that he was asked. He didn't answer on public issues. He sent it to his father-in-law, which was Rav Eliashiv, which was also very famous, that passed away 15 years ago. And he answered on, that's what he answered then. And then when Rav Steinman passed away, he agreed to answer 7 years ago. But until then, he was famous. He wrote 21 books, subjects, again, that weren't dealt in the last years, 21 books physically wrote. And you saw Israel stopping yesterday. I mean, the media in Israel, the public in Israel, everybody felt part of it. I mean, you saw all television stations, all the newspapers, people, taxi drivers. I saw the cops at the funeral. They all felt proud being having the privilege to be part of the funeral. And they were sitting there, they were crying. The cops that were there, okay, not from all from the Orthodox community. And Israel stopped because everybody felt that feeling that something else that was a Bible left this world and he's not with us anymore.
Was he the last of the greats? Who's even on that level?
The Bible is going out 30, and that part, of knowing the Bible, what he knew, I mean, there's no one, I don't think before him there was a lot of people in that size. But the rabbinical leadership keeps on. I mean, kept on for 1,300 years. It never stopped, and it's going to keep on now. There's Rosh Hashiva Rabbi Edelstein, which is older than him in 4 years, which was with him in leading at least the Lithuanian world. He's going to be keeping on and leading the Lithuanian world. But that type of rabbinical poisek that knows the whole Bible, I don't think there's anyone that could just fit in those footsteps.
What is the... Did he ever give you advice, personally?
Yes. What to do, how to do it, where to go, where to run. I didn't always was always thrilled, but I could tell you, looking back, I never regretted listening to him.
What was the best advice he ever gave you?
What was the best advice he ever gave me?
Yeah.
To stay in the old city where I live today, even politically, could affect me. He told me to do that. There's things that, But being in the old city of Jerusalem, that's the best advice I got from him. And even politically, there was a damage then, and he told me do it, no matter what, just stay. But we asked him, and the corona over here was very famous. He said, you can't close the schools that are studying. It's going to be a bigger damage than the corona for the children. The media over here was very much attacking, and everybody said politically he's wiped out. But it ended up that today everybody agrees that he was right, that it was a big mistake that they closed the schools.
Interesting. Rabbi Yitzhak Pindras, member of Knesset for United Torah Judaism, thank you very much for giving us your time this afternoon. And like the rest of the Jewish world, we mourn with everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity to share it with the South African Jews.
Thank you very, very much. God bless. Bye-bye. That's Rabbi Yitzhak Pindras.